Talking about one of the last years with Mera reminds me how the very last time when we came, Mera wasn't herself totally, wasn't so well. So I don't count that, I count the year before that. We were coming from Pune in the car, and you know, when we go to Pune, Baba's family, personal family, and Baba family, they always they look after us so well, especially my sister-in-law and my niece and all of that. But just as we are leaving, there are other families to all giving packages in the last minute. Now poor Gohar, she sits next to the driver, so she has one seat empty. So all the last packages, bouquets of roses, flowers, whatever. Sandwiches, a box of sandwiches, some sweets from the Indian sweets, some this sweet, and so poor thing. And then our lunch for the way, we have lunch on the way, and we just stopped the car under this particular big tree. So all that is there, you see. So this time, this particular time I'm talking about, when we were leaving, my niece's daughter, came last minute with a bundle again. And I said, oh no, as we're leaving. And she said, oh, but I made them myself. So she gave them to Mera. Mera, I made them myself. I cooked them. Beautiful cakes. Mm-hmm. You know, cakes like that. They were very special kind of cakes. So seeing Mera saying, oh, seeing her accept with so much love, I couldn't scold my niece there. I said, oh, fine, let's have it. Give it to Gohar. So there was another package Gohar had. Now, okay, we're coming to Ahmednagar, and just when we are past the trust office and by the little police chowki or shed, there's a little thing, it's called a police station, it's really a little shack. So as we were turning that, we had to slow down for some reason. And when I looked up, I said, what is it? Why are we, you know? And there was an expanse before us, a gray expanse, a wall, or whatever you call it. We couldn't make out, what is it? And we found it was the back of an elephant. This she-elephant, and she was blocking the road, and she was also a very clever elephant. The mahout, the man who looks after the elephant, was a very emaciated looking fellow, and he was bargaining at this shop right next to the police chowki. As you turned around, there a little shop, and he was bargaining. And while they're bargaining, and the man is talking, we don't know what it is, but something to purchase and something to have, the elephant, making his trunk while they're busy, she gets her trunk into one of those sacks of grain or something, whatever it is. And the man, the shopman, the shopkeeper, automatically does this. So the trunk goes this way, and again the man starts arguing, and the trunk comes back quick. Again the man does, he keeps doing this, you know. And so we have stopped. Mera says, stop. So we have stopped, and we're watching all this. And Mera says, we must feed the elephant. But they're not. Feed the elephant? I mean, we've just had our lunch. I don't see where we're going to feed the elephant from. The cakes. So the elephant understood. So she turned round and got her whole head and trunk into practically Mera's lap. And then the trunk kept coming here and here. Quick, sit there. Give me another. So, I mean, Gohar couldn't handle them quick enough. And she would give, the moment she gave one, he took it in the trunk, broke. The trunk was waving. And this went on and on till even Mera thought, this is enough. I mean, this, I think, must have 2 dozen cakes by now. And so we said, Mera said, I'll give this one. And when the trunk goes out to the window to swallow, put it up. The window panes up. I said, yes, that's what we've got to do. And as we did that, we couldn't because so much was left over. So, and then through that little crack came the trunk, wound down right up to Mera. Come on, give me another one. And there was only one left. And Mera said, okay, This is it. Now remember, now we all have to go into action. The moment we get the cake, and that's what he is. So lovely.